Blog Talk Radio.
On a specified
thousand.
Help plane.
Lieutenant.
Draw by post.
Yo, that's dope, man. He found the channel. That says Taino Radio. And right now, this is DJ Simac 40. A bit under the weather today. 2021 Indigenous Peoples Day. Federally recognized. Unfortunately, the Columbus holiday has not been discarded. Still some change needs to go on. But at least the federal government, President Biden, has agreed. He proclaimed that today, October 11th, is Indigenous Peoples Day. So I had to get out of bed, man. I just forced myself out. I haven't been feeling well. Luckily, it's not COVID, but just trying to deal with the change of weather here. It was a beautiful day, actually. I stepped out trying to get some fresh air, October 11th. Sent some prayers out to the people out there in Newton, Massachusetts. Charlie Naru and Lee Flores, who's been leading the effort for some time now in the planning committee to make Columbus Day no more, but Indigenous Peoples Day. Super apologies for not being out there, but the prayers were sent. So I want to give them that honor. And I'll give to all the organizers throughout Turtle Island who have somehow changed the holiday, making it Indigenous Peoples Day. New York City, we're still trying our best. Yesterday we had a good turnout under the rain in the Columbus Circle, 59th Street by Central Park West. We offered some prayers, and there was a lot of voices of protest that, no doubt, the statues must come down here in New York City. And the holiday as well. And we're praying that hopefully the Italian community may pick a hero or heroine to honor their legacy as Italian Americans here in America. So hopefully that can happen in the future. But in the meantime, I'm telling you as Indigenous people, we continue to fight on. As long as these racist statues are up, there's no time to celebrate. It is time to protest, to resist. Why? Because our Indigenous brothers and sisters, our relatives, many of them died under the tyranny of Christopher Columbus and the goon squad that came after him, Ponce de Leon and so on. So I'm going to dedicate this show to the song, my reaction to Indigenous Peoples Day, my reaction to the chaos that's still Columbus Day. This is my rap song. I'm going to sing it as an honoring song for the ancestors and a victory for many cities and states throughout Turtle Island who miraculously have taken down the holiday. This song is called Existence is the Resistance. Yo, check this out, 500 years ago, 529, the indigenous nations of the Caribbean experienced the first world war. Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, lost and forgotten, forgotten and lost. Discovered by indigenous nations with the obligation to greet them with respect. What did you expect? What did you expect? Taino Nation with full participation, treated him with patience and with only peace in their hearts. He released his beast. Quick as thunder, they plunder, rape and stole, sold their souls for an ounce of gold. As the invaders implore with their swords and fire their merciless archivists, the caciques, behiques, let the battle cry. Orinquen, Cubao, Haiti, Jamaica, Quisqueya, play their drums of resistance as they fought for their existence. Today they twist the truth that we no longer exist, but we stand in their midst and persist. Like the hurricane, we show our pain through your shame as we reclaim our flames of resistance. So raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence. Raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence. Doctrine of discoveries, a bunch of people bull and must fall as we answer the ancestral call. We educate and abnegate as we call for all races that choose to fall. You say I don't exist, but watch me dismiss your lies as I dance with my allies. The powwow drum welcomed us back. I'll try to attack, for your arguments are whack. Stand back as we fight for our land back. Indigenous nations, not in isolation, but unification. Rise as one, for the fight has begun. Together, honoring the eagle, condor, Quetzal, Coqui. For we are free to defend the earth's mother like no other. Raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence. Raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence. They twist the truth that we no longer exist, but we stand in their midst and persist. Like the hurricane, we show our pain through your shame and reclaim our flames of resistance. So raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence. Raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence. Doctrine of discoveries, a bunch of people bull and must fall as we answer the ancestral call. We educate and abnegate as we call for all races that choose to fall. We educate and abnegate as we call for all racist statues to fall. Raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence. Raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence. That song dedicated to all the indigenous people out there, all the warriors, all the teachers out there, leadership, everyone, the children especially. It is time that we remember our people, our history, and where we're heading. To all my Taino people out there, Arayeke Yukayek, and all the Yukayekes out there who are trying their best to keep our traditions alive. People still think we're just looking in the mirror. And that answers that question. Thank you so much for listening. And the last song is one of my favorite songs by Juan Luis Guerra in 1992. Played this song. Got a lot of people upset as they were celebrating the discovery of the Americas led by Columbus. Namboria Takamayo, Mayani Makana. Basically, I am the servant. Please don't kill me.
Na boria da kahwaitia, maya ne makana. Na boria da